Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Cooper, St. Tammany Parish President, joins us. Mike, welcome.
Good morning, Newell. How are you this Wednesday morning?
Doing fine. I wish there was not a storm in the Gulf that we're watching. But first, let's start with reopening phase two. Where are you guys?
Well, Norman, we're happy to see two things. First of all, that the medical data and statistics have shown that we are meeting the criteria to open to phase two. And for the economic health of our community, we're certainly happy that we're able to move to phase two, whereby many of our businesses will be able to open to at least 50% capacities, and other businesses that were closed may be able to reopen as well.
Absolutely. I think a lot of folks are looking forward to that. What are you hearing from your business owners right now? And what I hear is that everybody's excited about getting to that 50% threshold in a lot of these sectors. Your thoughts?
That's exactly right, Newell. While many would like to be at 100%, 50% at this point is providing our restaurants, providing our small businesses, and other activities to at least increase their capacities and increase their opportunities to bring income to their businesses and their families, and to bring jobs back, which are sorely needed.
We're talking to Mike Cooper, Parish President for St. Tammany. Mike, I know that y'all been getting your sales tax numbers in. A number of parishes have done a lot better than they originally expected. What's your experience in St. Tammany?
Well, we as well feel that we're doing better than expected. The last numbers we have are for the month of March. The April numbers will come in late early this month, but we do not have those numbers yet. But for March, we were only down 1%. And, of course, it was the middle of March when the stay-at-home orders went into effect. So we depend a lot on the big box, the grocery stores, the large purchases, of course, appliances, automobile sales. That may have dipped in April, and we are expecting perhaps a more of a decrease in revenue for the month of April. But in doing so, and with those expectations, I have deferred major purchases, major capital purchases, and the beginning of major infrastructure projects for just a pause as we see what our revenue is going to be while we maintain other projects that are ongoing at this time.
Right. Any update as to whether the CARES Act money that came down to the state, whether it has it been distributed to the locals, or are you guys still waiting?
We're still waiting. The CARES Act money that went to the state is for eligible expenses incurred due to the COVID pandemic, and how we actually use that money, and we will be eligible for reimbursement. The period June 1st through June 15th is the period of time in which we are to gather that information and make application for our eligible expenses. So we're hoping to be able to submit that on our behalf, and perhaps on behalf of other agencies within St. Tammany Parish, to get reimbursed for that money.
Absolutely. I know you're probably going through the same process everyone else is, monitoring Tropical Storm Cristobal at the present time. What are you guys specifically doing?
Yes, we are. In fact, I just left a meeting with our emergency management director and CAO and executive team. Now that the storm has been declared a tropical storm, Cristobal, we are at a level 3, which indicates to all of our departments and directors to proceed with preparing sandbags, getting ready for sandbags, and having those available to our citizens as needed, and preparing for our drainage features, making sure that they're clear of obstructions, getting barricades ready. So we're at level 3, which is an alert to our internal departments and other partners and their liaisons to be prepared for possible weather this weekend.
I guess, Mike, you have the same concerns a lot of leaders do with this pandemic, you know, in the background, that if things get to the point where we need to move one way or the other, evacuate, that we probably need to make that decision earlier in light of all of the issues that we're going to be facing, as opposed to waiting.
Yes, if there are, in fact, opportunities for evacuations, or that we will have to call for that earlier. While we have locations identified for shelters in the event that they are needed, we are certainly hoping to minimize the use of shelters due to the fact of the COVID coronavirus. And so we want to minimize that, but of course we will certainly use it. And depending on the type of storm that it is, and if it's rain and wind related and flood surge, that those at the south of us, the parishes, St. Bernard, Plaquemine, New Orleans, Jefferson, may have to come through St. Tammany Parish. And the declaration for evacuation will be done earlier. There's
Absolutely.
A coordination of that, and for the time levels that each will call for evacuation in the event that that's necessary.
Well, we'll continue to monitor. I'm sure we'll be checking back with you, Mike Cooper, Parish President, St. Tammany Parish. Thank you so much for your time and your insight.
Thank you.
All righty, we'll be right back. 260-1870 or text 260-1870. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.